This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I guess we're on.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Welcome back
to your show, Randy.
Yeah, now it's my show.
It doesn't start off right. It's your show, not my show.
All right, I think we ran the 10 bells. We didn't do a show last week due to association. Since then, or just before then, was the passing of Elias Theodoro.
Unbelievable. Such a great guy.
He knew, and his very close family knew.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of wonder if you go through that, or when you go through something like that, are you going to be able to just, you know, keep it quiet and fight and, you know, everything that you need to do. But big ups to Elias.
So young, like in his early 30s, liver cancer, our Canadian correspondent, you know, anything MMA, UFC, combat sport related, was always willing to join the show and chime in, and walked away from his career really to be an advocate for medical marijuana and prolonging people's lives, and it's just a tragic story all around.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I would even think this way if the guy was a douchebag, you know, 32, 33, you know, unless he's a criminal and, you know, a murderer and a rapist and all that, then you deserve to die and hope you
whoa,
die.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
The show got real heavy.
Well, I'm just saying. If you're a murderer or a rapist, you deserve to die.
Not if you're a smooth criminal like Michael Jackson.
You should be taken to downtown courtyard and killed live on TV and radio.
Going back to execution?
Absolutely.
Times Square?
I'm all for it.
Town Square.
I would be happy to even be the executioner.
Wow.
No, I would. Now, I would have a hard time. And, you know, it's easy to talk because you don't know until you're put in that situation. I think it would be hard to go and murder someone, but I don't think I would have a problem killing someone.
You miss the guillotines? Like, bring them back?
Cool with that.
Because, I mean, the queen just passed away.
But what does that have to do with killing?
Didn't they have, like, executions when she was born?
Well, probably.
Like, she's old.
She was.
Lady, like seven centuries of like.
Yeah, crazy.
Like seven decades of like.
We'll get back to that in a second because I do have kind of an off-the-wall question to ask. But back to Elias Theodoro. Good dude, great dude, an advocate, like you said. There's not too many people, well, maybe you, I don't know, that would have the kahunas to do what he did with the All-Women's League. I can't even think of the name.
WNBA?
No, he was the ring boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You talk a big game. I want to see you strut around, you know, in the tee back and all that crap.
Well, I don't really want anyone to see that.
Exactly. Mean, we don't want to see it either.
It's a good thing for everybody, I think.
But, yeah, may he RIP.
Absolutely.
Saturday, there's a little thing in Clearwater for Tyrone Booz.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out to that and pay my respects to T. A lot of awfulness, but that's life. Life is death. In the words of Ivan Drago, if he dies, he dies.
That's true.
Well, and somebody posted that about another thing that we are going to talk about with the Mike Evans deal and, okay. and everything that happened in New Orleans. But since we didn't do a show last week, let's go back to what we would have talked about last week, the tardiness.
Oh, yeah.
To your right.
Yeah. Well,
Caleb, I got a phone call. Caleb, I did get a phone call.
Yeah, but how many times can you call out? What's the policy? I don't think I've ever called out, have I?
Yeah, you have.
I have, like, perfect attendance.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Pretty sure I've
no,
never missed.
I'm sure.
I think the only time I took a laptop to Brazil, and I didn't even have a Wi-Fi signal.
They didn't have internet in Brazil.
I was on top of a donkey riding through a mountain.
I'm talking to to your future opponent, who, you know, we've been talking in great detail with David Vieira. And the UFC, the UFC is returning to Rio.
Why is he still running away?
The end of January.
Okay.
And I'm talking to David about going. No, you're fighting here, so the six people that you know can come and watch you get
there. You kept telling me, he's coming. I've been here every day. I haven't seen nobody.
Well, he doesn't need to come see you.
I'm not running from anybody. What do they call him, Legs?
No, I keep telling you that's two different people.
Well, I don't know who these people are.
Legs would destroy you as well.
That's
what?
Well, if he has legs, have him come over here. I'm here every day waiting for people with legs, no legs. I don't know who's coming, but I just know that they're not Ryan Gordon.
David's pretty close.
Gordon Ryan.
Gordon Ryan.
But the greatest jiu-jitsu guy ever?
Well, and I read some things.
Oh, now what?
Don't
throw dirt on the perfect record. I mean, look, when you're that great at something, they have to criticize. So go ahead and say what you got
to
say.
I don't have nothing to say because I don't know if this is true.
Is he the GOAT?
He is the GOAT. We could ask David, too.
Okay.
You know, his opinion. I don't know, and I'm not alleging anything. I'm just telling you something that I saw the headlines, and you know 99.9% of the media are full of crap, and they say stuff, and, you know, clickbaits and all that kind of stuff.
Of course.
But that there's a reason, according to this article, allegedly, there's a reason that he doesn't fight MMA, and he does these tournaments.
Because he wouldn't pass the USADA test. Well, he has a body that would indicate that he's not natural. Like his abdomen, his core, I mean, it's phenomenal. Like, he looks like a bodybuilder.
Right.
But he has the flexibility of, like, a Gumby. I mean, it's not natural. Like, you're not supposed to be able to move your body like that.
Wait until the minute, if you can last a minute. I'm not even sure you'll last a minute with David.
Yeah, I got two kids. I can last a minute.
No, you won't. You've already used up 47 seconds. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. You know, I give Chris Hovan, the former Buccaneer, former Minnesota Viking, I give him another 2 weeks, and he could beat you.
Well, he's 300-something pounds.
And he just started.
He's a monster.
You should see him, though.
And he lives in the trenches.
He has done jiu-jitsu now for three training sessions. Three.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
But he was a wrestler.
He was a
football player. He was a professional athlete.
He was asked to wrestle.
He
I don't know if he wrestled. When he got to Boston College, they wanted him to wrestle. And he said no because of, you know, football and whatever.
He eats, sleeps, trains, recovers for a career and got paid crazy money to do it.
He did. He doesn't anymore.
But he still has the lifestyle. I go to work every day. I have to sit in traffic. I have to buy produce. I don't get to do what they do. If you gave me the same schedule and the money and the resources, I'd beat all those guys.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would absolutely be.
I guarantee you, you could take everything that you think you need, everything, for as long as you want. Now, again, it can't be too long because David's getting up in age, but
He's a child. How old is he, 40?
You would never be able to pass David Vieira, ever.
46. These guys got youth on their side.
He doesn't have much youth.
Look, the only guy that's undefeated in the world is Father Time.
That's true.
And you are almost his same age.
Why are you not throwing me under the...
I even found you a Zumba instructor. She teaches silver sneakers. I got you signed up next Tuesday. I got the schedule right here, 12:30.
I'll be in Dallas for the Scorpions concert next Tuesday.
Oh, that was an amazing concert. I even became a drummer over the week.
I'm sure you did. Maybe you would hold the drumsticks properly. Not chopsticks. Now they're chopsticks.
Like, can I get the sushi? Where's the sushi at?
You are a complete moron. All right. We are going to hit this break. When we come back, we're going to talk about we'll go back in time first because I still want to talk about it was enjoyable. The Nate Diaz fight against Tony Ferguson.
I thought we were talking about the Queen of England. he's gone.
So?
I mean, that was the king. I mean, there's a whole dynasty's changing.
Has he been impeached yet as the king?
Can you do that?
I don't know.
How's a king resign? How it does in chess.
Let's hit this break. When we come back, I'm sure Matt will bore the hell out of us.
Push him over.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. His mic's off.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don King, and I'm listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Join me. Don't touch that dial. We got something in store for you.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Glenn Fry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. What's the location here? What's the address?
170 47th Ave Northeast.
Now, when you Google that, though, it doesn't bring you here, right? Isn't there some issues with the Google address?
Well, if you don't put Northeast, like, because we're on the east side of First Street. Right. So it's more residential on the side. You don't know there's a restaurant here because it's inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete. But usually you can see the black stretch limo sitting out front. You know we're here.
Right. It's not too far. It is south of Shorecrest.
It is south of Shorecrest.
Yeah, let's scroll. All right. Before we talk about the Nate Diaz fight, and you'll have to bring up the card because I don't remember. It was so long ago. Let me ask you this, seriously, in today's world, okay, in today's cluster F of the world that we live in and everything is against and nobody likes, and how is there still a country that doesn't have elections, doesn't, you know, it's the queen. The queen is the queen until she dies, and then the firstborn takes over, and now that schmo is the king until, like the movie Gladiator, somebody takes him out or whatever, and then the next guy, how come nobody's against that?
I don't know. I mean, because of tradition, maybe?
Tradition?
I don't know, because of the way the world was
That's Fiddler on the Roof, a tradition, not England.
I mean, I don't know. I don't
Just
get
asking.
It. I don't get it.
Just asking.
But I don't think the people even care. I don't think the people of London really get, like,
I don't
want to have a democracy.
I don't think they care because everybody loved her and, you know, her policies and, you know, some of the stuff that's coming out about her.
She was a mechanic. She was like an engine mechanic. She would work on Ferrari engines. Like, she actually worked on engines during the war to, like, supply the military. Like, that's pretty incredible. She was a queen of what, like 26?
Yeah, about that.
I mean, that's unbelievable. She was a royalty.
Well, she is royalty. But, you know, some of the stories that have since come out, and my wife told me this one, that there was two Americans that were just like hiking not far from one of her properties. I don't know. It wasn't at the castle, but it was a castle somewhere else.
Didn't she own the whole country?
No.
Oh.
So these two Americans bump into her, but they don't know it's her. And they just start talking to her.
Okay.
And then they start talking to, like, the bodyguard that was there. And they asked about that property, and she's like, "Yeah, you know, I've been around the property," and they asked her, "Do you know the Queen?"
Oh,
and she goes, "He does. He deals with the Queen on a regular basis." So then they took a picture of the bodyguard.
Okay.
And then the bodyguard took a picture of the Queen and these two Americans, and then they all went their merry way and whatever. And then allegedly the Queen says to the bodyguard, "Wait till they get home back to America," and they show that picture and see and realize. So she kind of was a prankster, and
yeah,
you know, she did that commercial with James Bond. But I just kind of thought of this in this world, in blah 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 blah. Now, God forbid, if you believe in those things, that it wasn't the right side. And people didn't like, you know, the family and whatever. Maybe they oust them. I don't mean kill them. I'm just saying oust them. Move them, you know, have the revolution. Maybe they bring the Americans back.
What, the Redcoats?
Yeah, the Redcoats. They bring the Redcoats, and then the Americans and the Indians go over there, and they reclaim what was never theirs.
The Indians are now the Commanders.
No.
The Redskins?
That's the Redskins.
Well,
the Indians are now the, I don't know what they're called. What, the Guardians.
The Guardians. Yeah, the Guardians are now right. Going to go over to the Buckingham Palace.
If you can remember that this far back, because honestly, I cannot. Two Saturdays ago, your main event, Nate Diaz, Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts. Typically, I wouldn't have liked that fight, but give me your thoughts first.
I thought it was a great fight. I mean, both the guys are on
there. Ah, great's kind of.
Nah, it was great because of nostalgia. It felt right. It was the right era, the right guys at the right time. Both of them saying their farewell to, you know, the limelight of being a main card, main event.
Who says that?
But Tony's not going to be a main event again. I mean, he's not going to.
Well, he wasn't a main event then.
Well, they were the main
event.
No,
they had to swap him in to be the main event.
Right, because.
Because Fatty McFatty didn't make weight.
Well, because Cosmo would have just destroyed Diaz. Like, he made Holland look silly.
As much as I am not a fan of his, I'm not a fan of the actions, I'm not a fan of any of that stuff that went down, it was impressive.
That speed, the pressure, like, these guys aren't ready for that level. I mean, that's what everybody says about him. He's just a phenom. Like, you know, Daniel Cormier, all these guys are saying he's the greatest. Nobody knows how great he is
I don't yet. Know if I call him the greatest.
He's
Because you don't know.
We don't know yet.
Right, so you can't call him the greatest.
But he's on his way.
He is on his way.
And I think Nate was taking breaks in the middle of the fight.
They both were
walking around.
They both
the ring.
And typically, I would have hated that. I always hate that.
Right.
You know, I take this so seriously, but it was kind of funny.
This was more of an NBA All-Star game. It was a exhibition for the fans. It was a farewell for the fighters. It was a payday for all involved. And I think it was great for the sport. I loved it. But.
What about the whole deal with Nate and The Rock and all that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, about his shoes. Like,
and he didn't know the camera was still running or it was still on, and he called the shoes crap.
He knew it was on. Yeah. But I mean, that's if you're forced to do something and you don't want to do it, and you're forced, you know, because of contract or, you know, then you know, that's his little jab to still be Nate Diaz.
That is Nate. Interesting. I'm interested into seeing what's next for him.
I think bare knuckle makes sense. I think Mike Perry makes sense. I think that's a big fight. I think that's a monster fight.
I've talked to David Feldman, just so you know, and there is interest there. I do not know money. I do not know financials. I do not know any of that. But And I know that they've thrown some serious money, you know, Mike Perry money, Paige VanZant money. I'm not sure that Nate Diaz doesn't get Mike Perry, Nate Diaz, John Dotson, who else?
Like all
Mendez.
All their money.
All of that money. I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying Nate Diaz is going to get paid.
He's
going to
get the biggest check you've ever seen. I mean, with the exception of the Mike Tyson $20 million offer.
Not you, because you're old as crap. But don't those youngins call it bags?
Or bags. Yeah, you're chasing the bag.
All right. So Nate's going to get a bag.
Yeah, he's getting a bag.
You know.
But no, he's getting a bag for sure. And look, Mike Tyson turned down $20 million from BKFC, you know, years ago to do that fight with, who was it, Roy Jones Jr. or something? I don't know. Whatever. But I think this makes sense for Diaz. But, man, the kid's got a lot of scar tissue. In a bare-knuckle fight, that kid's going to be cut open, and fights are going to stop early.
It is.
He's not going to have a five-round banger.
Unless you have the doctor from that, you know, the other night.
Yeah, he was amazing.
You see those gashes?
The
one gash was a roadway. You could have driven a Toyota through that crack in his forehead.
Yeah. And my boy Daniel Menes, my Muay Thai coach out of Brazil, and training.
Is this your first day?
Coconut Creek. He was victorious on Saturday night. Rodriguez took a knee. He was running in, caught a knee, split his eyebrow open. Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
What was we talked about the co. Wasn't there a third fight? Well, obviously there was a third fight, but what was the fight before the co-main event 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's been too long.
Yeah, honestly. You know, I forget it before it even happens.
Yeah.
So imagine once it happens.
Wasn't it the fight early in the day that day? Because I remember Joe Rogan, he talked about the trifecta. No, it was the Canelo fight this Saturday. So there was the Brazil Jiu-Jitsu tournament in Vegas, the, you know, ADCC or whatever it is. And then there was the UFC fight early, and then the Canelo fight. So Rogan posted he got the combat sport trifecta in. And went to all three events.
One of the fighters who won, he's like, hey, Dana, hook me up. I want to go to the Triple G fight. Help a brother out. And I think it was Cormier, you know, who was in the ring. He goes, with the bag you just won, you'll be able to afford tickets.
Right.
So that was 2 weeks ago. What was last Saturday?
That was the Canelo fight Saturday night.
Okay.
It was past Saturday.
Okay. Who was the main event?
Who? For Canelo?
No, I know Canelo was
for the main event on Saturday night. well, Rodriguez was. It was the Chinese kid. What's his name?
Yeah, I want you to pronounce it.
I don't know. I don't remember who they fought.
All right. While you pull that up, let's talk about the fight that happened on Sunday.
Sagan or something.
Let's talk about the fight that happened on Sunday.
What fight happened on Sunday?
At the New Orleans Saint game.
Oh, you're talking about the Mike Evans scuffle?
You want my opinion or you want to go first?
I'm going to take the side of...
Let me just ask you just one thing. Not for the sake of radio, you know, because I know that you try to play this angle and you're stupid. And, you know, let's just for the sake of this conversation.
Okay.
I want your honest opinion. And if we agree, we agree. And if you disagree, you're wrong. But where do you stand?
So I stand in the middle.
Typical.
So I think it's situational. I think in a combat sport of football, okay. I think you automatically, if that's your enemy, then you better be on my side, right? Like if that's my enemy, you better have my back.
I agree with you.
Right?
I agree.
But, you know, in relationships and in life and, like, just, like, you know, outside of the, like, sport itself, yeah, that's beef between you and him. It has nothing to do with me as a human because there's a lot of really tough guys.
Which beef are we talking about?
That have gone to...
Hold on a second. Hold on. Which beef are we talking about?
The Mike Evans, like, we came up, pushed and shoved and, like, you know, defended his player, like,
okay.
His people.
So I'm confused.
Why?
Because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Mike Evans got suspended
right.
For backing up his people.
Right, and he should have been suspended.
Because he came out and he pushed the guy down. He got a fight.
A little more than a push, but I loved everything Mike Evans did.
Yes.
A thousand percent.
Got his back.
I am a bigger Mike Evans fan today than I was yesterday.
And he has tattoos.
Nah, whatever.
You should get a Mike Evans tattoo.
Yeah, whatever. I like that Mike Evans had... Not only Tom Brady's back, Fournette's back, the Buccaneers back. You know, he did this 3 years ago. you know, when Jameis started the same kind of thing with Lattimore. I love a guy that's, you know, and I'm like that, you know, and that's why you and I have had some personal conversations about, I'll always have your back. Just let me know the truth. I'm having that with somebody else as well, but that's another story. You know, as long as I really know, I don't care what you've done.
Right.
I will always have your back.
Sure.
But there are penalties, and Mike Evans should be suspended for this upcoming game.
Yeah, but if this was hockey,
it's not.
They would have got penalized 2 minutes. Like, they have sticks. Like, you know, they have more padding in football than they do in hockey. You know, I think you just chalk it up as gameplay, as emotion, and you move on.
No.
Nobody got injured. Nobody tore an ACL. Nobody, like, injured their career.
No.
Like, it let it go.
Tom Brady kind of started this whole thing. You do know that.
Well, I don't know how he started it.
Well, you know, there was what should have been, in my opinion, and again, you know me, I don't care win, lose, draw, whatever, should have been a penalty. I felt it was a pass interference. And when it wasn't, Brady made a comment. I think Lattimore made a comment back. Brady then kind of stopped, looked at Lattimore. They kind of, you know, started to go towards each other. Fournette then got in a way. Lattimore, and we've seen the photo, put his hands on Brady. And all of that is still okay. Nothing has really gone out, you know, of the line. And then when Mike Evans came back and drilled him, you do have to step down or step up. Now, one of the reasons, if not the main reason, in my opinion, that Mike Evans got suspended is history. He did the exact same thing 3 years ago to the exact same player.
But that's
in the
that's
exact
you
same
need
arena.
Enforcers on your team.
Oh, absolutely.
You need it.
Oh, no, absolutely. I have said for a long, long time, the biggest thing the Tampa Bay Bucks needed, even more than Tom Brady, when Frank Middleton and Nate Webster and Dwight Smith left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they didn't have that guy.
Right.
They need that guy.
Yeah.
You know who that guy is now?
Mike Evans.
No.
Devontae
White. It's still Ryan Jensen.
Devin White. Oh, okay.
It's still Ryan Jensen. Oh, yeah. It's still Ryan Jensen. But so is Mike Evans. And Mike Evans has shown that. And I love it.
I love it too.
But there's still penalties. There's still consequences. And I believe what I'm about to say. If Caleb gets here in time, I want his opinion.
Okay.
I believe that scuffle won the game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
For sure.
People are like, no, the defense won. No, getting Lattimore off the field won.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, the team then stepped up. Then a perfect pass.
Yeah,
you know, to Perryman.
That's what the GOAT does.
No, that's what the GOAT does. Now that Lattimore's off the field.
But now you got a guy, an enforcer, that you're not going to come acting crazy now, because you know that Mike is willing to take suspensions. He's willing to, like, punch you in the face on the field. Like, and I think Mike is the guy to take you to the parking lot after the game and be like, yo, this is real.
I believe in that Mike is different than me.
He's different.
Well, I'm saying with me, I'll start crap, and then it's over as soon as the game's over. We've talked about this. I've had issues on a field, and then we played that same team 4 weeks later, and they're like, there's that guy. I'm like, oh, have we played? Mike Evans doesn't let it go, I don't think. I think the history with him and Lattimore, and I loved what he said in the locker room. Lattimore took his emotions a little too far.
Yeah, like, what shocking. But the tragedy in it is they'll probably end up getting traded to the same team in the years future, and then I'll be like, yeah, we had to talk it out, and, like, you know, we both grew up and matured, and now we're on the same team. Because that's the way it usually works. That's the story.
That's
how it works in the NFL.
No, well, that's how it works everywhere. Huh? You know, one of the few teams – what is the few team that I've always said I'm a fan of? What is the one team I've always said I'm a fan of?
The Phillies.
The Philadelphia Phillies. So Lenny Dykstra played for the New York Mets, hated his guts, hated everything about him, hated that he even existed, and then he became a Philadelphia Philly and loved the guy. Nails.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Right?
He's Pete Rose. He'll run through the wall or hit a tree. Either one. Or both. He could do both. I don't know. He might have done both. He did do both. But that's that guy.
For sure. And every team needs a guy like that. Every team needs an enforcer. Like, you can't have all the finesse players and nobody to, like, you know, take it outside the line. So I think it's great for the team. I think it's why we're 2-0. And now we have a big challenge against the Packers.
A very big one. But I want your opinion on the alleged incident that happened on the plane as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were returning back to Tampa.
What happened on the plane?
We will talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Eric Moles with the Buffalo Bills, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back. We'll continue discussing what happened in New Orleans last week. But first and foremost, coming up at the top of the hour, Chris Camozzi, former UFC fighter, he's been in a lot of promotions, I believe. Stepping outside the MMA world.
Okay.
It happens to be in his backyard in Denver.
Okay.
So he will be bare knuckling it. He signed a one fight deal with BKFC, and he will be on that stacked.
It's stacked
card in Denver.
And that's my backyard.
It is your backyard.
I'm from Denver.
Well, you're not from Denver. You're from Denver.
Well, you say you're from Philly. Yeah. You were there for like a minute and a half.
But you're not from Denver.
Well, I was there for 6 years.
But you were not born there.
No.
But you lived there.
I have roots there.
Not now.
One of the funniest stories at my pizzeria, I used to hire off-duty police officers to work the late-night bar crowd. And Jesse Espinoza is a Denver SWAT tactical like squadron leader. He would be the first one in to bust up the thing. Full sleeve tattoos, about 135 pounds soaking wet, but the baddest dude you've ever met. So Jesse, he has his name badge on, full uniform, and drunk college kids are coming in and just messing with him because they think he's like a rent-a-cop. But he's wearing a full Denver SWAT outfit. And so one kid walked up to him and he licked his finger, and he was about to touch his badge. And he's like, if you do it, boy, I'm going to break your finger. So he did it. He broke his finger. and then somebody's like, Espinoza, how long have you been here? He goes, 325 years. And the kid looked at him, you need to see the brain going. They're like in college and they're like, 325 years? The country's only 225 years old or whatever. And then he goes, yeah, my family's here when you guys stole our land. And then he was like, this was Mexico's land. And then.
That was pretty stupid.
But it's true.
That was dumb.
It's all true.
Chris Camozzi coming up at the top of the hour. Next week
it has been a long, long time since our guest next week has been on this program. Matter of fact, he's one of the first people I met when I first got involved with mixed martial arts in the UFC.
Really?
Yep. One of the very first.
Was that Augusta?
It wasn't Augusta.
Was it? Wow.
You want to take a stab at who will be on next week?
Next week?
Next week.
Boss Rutten.
Not Boss Rutten. I met Boss Rutten after I met this athlete. This person.
Frank Shamrock.
I did meet him in Augusta. UFC 11.
Mark Coleman.
Mark Coleman has been on more recent than this person.
Jeremy Horn.
Big John McCarthy.
Big John McCarthy. Yeah. Nice.
I might even wear the Big John McCarthy t-shirt next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Matter of fact, somewhere in Sean's castle, he has John's shirt from UFC 11
that
he gave him after the event. So, Big John is on next week. Big Bellator event coming up next week. So I just wanted to throw that out. So after the game, you know, media's in the locker room asking questions, and Devin White was asked some questions, and he said, "We knew Jameis would turn the ball over and give it to us."
Well, his pattern is there.
His pattern was there. They played 1 year, and Chris Godwin took offense by it.
Oh.
And said that was uncalled for, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Mike Evans and the sticking up for the team and all that kind of stuff. Here's the thing. Jameis is no longer on this team.
Right.
Who cares?
It's not the same league, though. You have to ask Caleb. But they're all friends. Like, after the game, they're all, like, trading jerseys.
Are they all friends?
Holding hands.
Are they all friends?
I think they're...
Some are friends.
Some. But I think it's a lot more cordial. Like, back in the day, when you represented a team, that was your team. You died for that team. Like, that was your team. Like, and there's no loyalty behind the logo anymore. There's no...
Well, it's a job.
It's a job, right.
No, hold on. There is loyalty to the logo while you're on that team.
Enough to get your job done, to get a paycheck.
It's a job.
But just like
here. Do you think any of your employees give one rat's butt about tour or tournament to pizza?
No, hell no.
Right.
I don't care.
They'll go to
I can't ask them to care if I don't care.
They'll go to Pizza Hut if they can make another 20 cents an hour.
I just want
to
be the biggest radio star I can.
Good luck.
So I'm working on.
Well, you probably have the biggest ego in the radio, and there's some egos in the radio.
I'm like Prince Philip. I'm just waiting for the queen to pass on.
I don't know how you want me to respond to that.
I'm just waiting.
It's not even funny.
Why?
Because I did find another board, by the way.
Oh, nice.
I did.
Have you practiced for me?
I did. I did find another board that I am going to leave it in my will. Not to you, but I am going to leave it in the will.
Well, who do I have to go get it from?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
You leave it to a cat. I can take care of a cat.
A corgi.
No, that's too much work. That's like the queen had like a fleet of those things.
That was her
dog. That was her. That was her thing.
Was the corgi. The NFL has sent an official letter to B.A. Baracus, better known as B.A., Bruce Arians,
okay,
about his antics on the sideline.
Yeah, what's up with that guy? I mean, I thought I heard something that the Saints didn't provide a suite up in the...
Yeah, because Jason Light and Bruce were both on the field.
So they didn't have a seat? They didn't have a reserve seating?
Exactly.
It feels like a BKFC event.
Like, or the lobby.
You're supposed to be, like, you know, reserved, and then you get there and there's no seat.
No comment at this time. I can neither confirm nor deny the use of nuclear weapons aboard the USS Barry. It's the first thing they taught us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was our line.
Did I think your president said something about we're going to war with China if they invade Taiwan today? Is that what he...
Honestly, the only time I hear that guy is when I have to. Today's the best show ever because we can't hear nothing.
At the commercial break.
Right. So, you know, they started a run where he was saying something, and I have no idea what he says.
Is there anything you would join back into the military?
Zero.
At this point?
Zero.
Where's the loyalty to the flag?
Zero.
And to the logo and the shield?
Zero.
The brand?
Zero.
It's just a paycheck for you, just living off the hog.
It was just a paycheck back then, and I was proud to be in. And I was proud to be in. You know, but it's a different world. It's a different world. No, there is nothing that would... Well,
like 9/11 didn't trigger like something where you're like, yeah, I got it. We got it. Yeah, that's just like they just invaded our land, like our country. Like we got to do something.
Oh, I think we needed to do something.
Yeah. You haven't had the urge to go back?
Zero. And over the last 3 or 4 years, I wouldn't walk out of my house.
Would you at least go to Subway and get a submarine to say you were...
No, I won't go to Submarine
again.
I won't go to Subway.
No, just...
I re- And you know, I know there was this whole big thing about the fake tuna fish.
What?
Yeah, it's supposedly fake at Subway.
Well, yeah, they have like yoga mat, like stuff.
I'd love
bread.
It.
Like
I'd love preservatives. It. I wouldn't spend, not even spend. If you gave me $100 to go to Subway and get you one sandwich, I would not do it.
Wow.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Subway's, I mean, look, I use fresh produce. If I leave
That's debatable.
I mean, it was fresh a couple weeks ago when I bought it. But if it's sitting back there, if I leave the lettuce out for a day, it wilts, turns brown, gets soggy, and it's trash. You go to some of these chain restaurants,
it sits there for,
you can leave it for months, yeah, and it doesn't change color.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
But it still tastes good.
At the time.
At the time.
At the time.
Yeah. All it has to do is taste good at the time.
That's true.
You know, it's not in your system long. As long as it tastes good going down, who cares? Beautiful. It's break time.
Already?
Because this conversation was really getting out of hand.
Why?
Because it was. But when we come back, we'll talk about the BA and the Jason Light and your opinions of some things that could have, might have happened on the sidelines. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestalestampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back. Closing out hour number one.
Yay, so, halfway done.
Yeah, you're telling me. Jason Light, B.A. Baracus, B.A. Bruce Arians on the sideline of the game. Give me your thoughts that the Saints didn't give him space up in the press box.
I think it's, you know, why make accommodations for people you don't like? There's a rivalry there. You don't roll out the red carpet for people you don't like.
So now, obviously, the Bucs do the same thing.
I saw Bruce walking. I mean, where's his golf cart?
Yeah, where's his cart?
I didn't know he had legs.
They didn't put it on the plane, you know, which they should have.
Now, they drove it from here.
What I said was, if I owned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
yes,
and I was corrected, and I tend to maybe think this is a better idea, I said I would induct Mike Evans in the Ring of Honor this Sunday.
Or just automatically give it to him.
Give it to him. Put him up.
I love it.
And then on the big screen, because I think he could be in the stands with a ticket, but obviously can't be on the field or be associated. So you could have had him on the big screen. You know,
give him Rondé Barber's spot.
I wonder if that's up yet.
Maybe he got traded.
Rondé got traded after he retired?
He traded his Hall of Ring of Service.
Hall of Ring. And here's what somebody suggested. And I do like this one better. Save it for the Monday night game when you play the Saints.
Okay.
But what I would do is I would not do it at halftime. Because halftime, the teams are in the locker room.
Right.
I would do it during a TV timeout. So all the Saints are there. You got to be quick. Run on the field, run off the field. Pull it down real quick. He's in the Ring of Honor in the middle of the football game.
I love it.
I love it. Take a delay a game.
Love it.
Let him run up and pull the curtain down and his name's up there. I'm all for that.
Okay.
I truly am. I think that would be fantastic.
I'm with it.
Okay.
Rules are meant to be broken.
Well, who says that's a rule?
Well, you can't induct somebody in a Ring of Fame while they're still currently playing.
Who died and said you can't?
The Queen died, and she probably said no.
Ring of Honor is not Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, you have to be out 5 years, blah, 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 blah.
Ring of Honor can be any time?
Absolutely.
There's no stipulation?
No stipulation.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could be in it?
It's made up.
Oh, then I'm in the Ring of Honor. Look, congratulations to me.
You should have a Ring of Honor here at Tournament to Pizza. I won't be in that one either. Well, but
drum roll, please.
For what?
Practicing my drumming so I can make it in the Hall of Fame rock and roll.
I know
that's in Cleveland.
Yeah, it is in Cleveland.
And I know rock stars.
You know a rock star.
Can I be honest for a second? So I don't go to concerts.
I'd rather not.
I don't like concerts. Last concert I went to was Red Rocks, Kiss, Aerosmith, front row. Did nothing for me. Like zero for me. Like I cared less about being there.
That's about, you know, hanging out with you. Does zero for me.
But I'm telling you, like going to the Scorpion concert and like how cool Mickey D was and being backstage and watching the drum solo. Like I have drumsticks. Because like I really like the art and just the talent, man. I wish I had any of that, but I had a great time. Steve Linnae like rolled out the red carpet, amazing guy.
There we go again.
Steve
gets all the love.
He should be in the Ring of Honor. In fact, I'm gonna induct him in the three strikes. You're now inducted. I should dub him. Come here. Let me.
What is wrong with you?
No, like a knight gets dubbed. So instead of a sword, we'll use drumsticks and we'll do the dubbing. And he's in the Ring of Hall of Fame. Look at him.
The Ring of Hall of Fame.
I don't know what your club is called. I don't
your
know.
Club. Now, is this your? Is this the Tournament to Pizza Ring of Honor?
This is just like the Gladiator Hall of Fame. Like it's all people that are
Marcus
worthy
Aurelius.
Of being like a warrior, that are like tough, that are cool. That hit 1,000 miles on silver sneakers. Like, you know, people that achieve things. Welcome to the club, Randy Harris.
I don't want to be in your club.
You're dubbed in. You can't undub a dub.
Well, can I refuse it?
No.
What do you mean?
You're not undub a dub. Once anointed, you got it for life.
I'm not a Golden State Warrior fan, so I'm not a dub.
Speaking of Golden State Warrior fan, nice segue, Randy Harris, professional radio tour. What do they call those? The Vanguard Awards? When you get a media broadcasting award?
I don't know.
Today I got blood work done.
I got
life insurance renewed. And the lady came, did my blood work at the restaurant. Beautiful, awesome lady. And she's like, oh, my brother played basketball. I'm like, oh, really? Who's your brother? She's like, Mo Spates. I'm like, what? So Mo is going to come. I guess he's coaching now.
He's been coaching.
He's got like the youth
his
leagues,
team,
and
yeah.
So I'm gonna train him on the GNAT.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
What, are you gonna call him and tell
yes.
him?
Yes.
You're in the circle. You got to be on my team, like Mike Evans. Come on, but get my back.
Well, you know, when it comes to somebody that's close to our family,
Lattimore now?
I have to protect, you know, the family.
Then I'll just go with the Brazilian Oscar Schmidt, and I'll train his kids, and then we'll beat your kids. So now we got a rivalry.
Well, hold on a second. First, now you've now named two people that are in my circle.
I was like, that's not your circle. They're not dubbed in. Right now, the only three people in the circle are you, Steve, and me.
No, that's your circle.
Well, yeah, but I'm the one with the drumstick.
I understand.
You can't dub somebody without a drumstick.
Your circle and my circle, they don't have to connect.
Mo Spates has a chicken restaurant. He has drumsticks.
Yes.
We are connected through drumsticks.
Through drumsticks. You are an idiot. You came up with that quick, which I got to hand it to you, but you're still an idiot.
Well, I'm just saying, we're going to train his kids, we're going to make them elite athletes, and we're going to do it all together.
I'm pretty sure that Mo is making them elite athletes.
We're French. Spates is a French name.
I'll hang
But no, it was awesome. Like, she was super nice, and like, I mean, she's a traveling nurse. She works for the insurance company, and so we had a great talk, and she knows Sean, she knows you.
Knows Sean. Yeah. Everywhere Mo went, Sean went.
Yeah. They were connected to the
hill. There you are, unprofessional again. You are so awesome.
Well, I do run a business while I do this radio
show.
You
really don't. There's not a single person that ever comes in here.
Well, they don't come in out of respect. They don't want to be in the background noise of interfering with the Ring of Honor.
All right, so we do need to talk some NFL.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Number one team in the NFL right now is?
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Looking fantastic.
Except for that idiot that lets them you know, spray the ketchup and mustard all over him.
Why?
Do you see that?
No.
That's this dude's gimmick. So he brings up this little hot dog. He holds it up, and then they get these monster ketchup and mustard squeezy things.
Okay.
And they just plaster this dude. And then I guess a four-letter network employee said that if she gets X amount of retweets, that she will go through a table.
Oh.
And she got the retweets, and the four-letter network wouldn't allow her to do it.
Really?
She wouldn't have broke the table.
Wow.
You know, she weighs like, I don't know.
I mean, shouldn't they do that in Milwaukee with the sausage fest? Like, that's where the giant ketchup bottles would be applicable.
It's all...
They need to work on that. Like, you gotta brand it on the right city.
Well, no.
Like in Philly, you could do a cheese whiz.
Anything can become a tradition.
Are you a cheese whiz guy on your cheesesteak?
I don't mind cheese whiz.
Yeah.
I prefer cheese whiz over just slices of cheese.
Really?
Yeah. Because at least the cheese whiz is able to melt through. What do you use here?
Oh, we use imitation. What's it called?
Imitation.
Vegan cheese. It's very healthy.
I saw the greatest meme, or it was a video. And I think I have 3 minutes to tell the story. So it's like nine people. And I reposted it on Twitter. So nine people are standing there trying to take a photo. A guy rides by on a bicycle, and a girl goes, "Excuse me, sir, would you mind taking a photo?" And he goes, "Sure." And then he goes, "All right, everybody ready? Say cheese." And then they start giving him crap for every word he says. That, like, "I'm a vegan. I don't eat cheese." So he's like, "Okay, then say something." And then somebody else is offended and offended and offended. Here, guys, just trying to help you out.
Well, they did that with Jesus when he give out bread to feed the poor and the hungry. And then they're like, "Oh, I don't eat gluten." Like, "Do you have anything like low carb?" It's like, if Jesus was in today's era, they would all have a 1-star Yelp review.
How does anybody really know what happened back then?
Well, there's a book, and it was written.
Yeah, but a book was written after all that was gone, right?
I've never seen the Bible in Braille, though.
What does one have to do with the
other?
I
don't know. I was just thinking about it. Because I was reading a book in Braille last week. It's like a horror book. And then I was like, "Oh, I just had this eerie feeling that something bad was going to happen." I could just feel it.
Yeah, karma.
I could just feel it.
Karma. When you start making fun of people.
I'm making fun of people. I can't see. I had LASIK.
I want to get away from the stage.
Why?
Because when lightning strikes the 8-man strong mat, it's going to hit you.
Look, lightning struck the tree last week, and I survived.
Lightning struck the station. They didn't.
Can I? Oh, that's true. I can't laugh. Sorry, Lowell. That's a good point, though. It did not.
Lightning is serious.
Which is crazy, because I drive around with a huge lightning rod on the back of my truck. Like, the GNAT is literally nothing more than just a metal rod enticing lightning to strike me while I'm driving across to Howard Franklin. But that's why I got life insurance. So I'm protected.
No, you're not protected.
I got to make sure that I stay alive.
Hey, idiot.
I'm paying to stay alive.
Life insurance doesn't help you. You know that.
No, it's paying to keep me alive.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so nobody takes me out.
No.
That's like the mafia. You pay to stay in business.
Now there's a reason to take you out. No,
you pay the gorillas and they keep the business from burning down overnight.
You're wrong.
I'm paying to keep me alive.
That's not what life insurance
does. I got a 20-year term left. I got a radio show to protect. My boss is not doing well.
Again, I don't know what one has to do with the other, but, you know, and I got to talk quick. I opened the freezer in my refrigerator. How many pounds of bacon do you think is in the freezer?
Not enough.
No, it's too much. It's normally I would say not enough. It was too much. It even embarrassed me how much bacon's in that freezer. Every time I see BOGOs, I buy them. I think I had about 25 pounds of bacon. I put bacon on everything. So, yeah, the show could be yours a lot sooner than we think. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Hi, this is George Ford.